welcome back to a freshly squeezed episode of the Flowscape podcast. And we have all the boys in the house today, Spencer and Mason. Mason was is drinking, so we have no idea how this one is going to go.
He's twice got hiding his eyes because they're just bloodshot.
He's also wearing sunglasses inside. So he's feeling good. He's coming off a hot shift at Disney World today. That's Mason. So we'll see how this one goes with him. Other than that, Mason, what's been going on with you? How's everything?
It's been good. Just been chilling. Yeah. It was a fun day at Disney today. I went and saw that movie, The Nun 2, last night. So that was also a fun time.
Is that any good?
It actually was good. If you liked the first one of the Nun movies,
On a scary movie kick actually lately. I watched Barbarian the other night. Have you ever seen Barbarian?
I don't think so. No,
that one's that's a mind fuck. That one's a mind fuck. So I might actually check that one out. I have to watch the first one. I heard also Hereditary. I've never seen Hereditary, but I heard Hereditary is pretty
one fucked is good. Too.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, there's Mason. He's been watching scary movies and drinking old fashions. Spencer, we'll check over with you. How's things up in Oregon?
Good. Days are getting shorter. Rain's coming. Was in San Diego last weekend. Played some golf, so that was nice. But clubs could be going away here soon. We'll see.
How was what courses, what tracks did you play out there? How were they?
Sorry, what was that?
I said, what tracks did you play out there and how were they?
I played Coronado Island. So it's literally right on the water. And if you know San Diego, there's a big bridge that comes down and it's basically right underneath the bridge. So it's actually really cool because there's a bunch of like fighter jets flying around and a bunch of other stuff going on.
I used to live right next to that course.
How'd you play?
I played okay. I don't really, and it's kind of different than a lot of people. I don't start well. So my front nines are kind of sloppy, especially the first
holes. I've been the same way recently. I literally shot an 87 the other day. I shot a 47 front nine. I had three doubles
on
the front.
How many breakfast balls?
I had three doubles, one off the front, one off the first, but I had three doubles, and I still doubled the first hole with my breakfast ball, so that was a fucking sham. But I had three doubles on the front, and then I had four pars on the back. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm the same way. It doesn't really click in with
me. So from, like, hole six to, like, hole, I don't know, say 14, 15, I'm money. I'm great. The ball's flying down the fairway. It's awesome, but I'm like battling from the first five holes, and then I don't know. I can focus on the last couple.
I know I'm actually going to shoot decent for the entire round if I get through the first six holes, five or six over. If I'm through the first six holes just straight bogey golf, I know, okay, then I can start piecing together some pars, and we can start maybe like working towards some birdies. But if it's when I'm like eight over at six where I'm like, fuck, now I need a par or now I need a birdie. That's when I'm like, this could go down. This could be an easy 95 really, really fast.
Yeah, but highly recommended course. If anybody's ever in San Diego, definitely recommend playing Coronado. It's a little sneaky course that's probably the only one down there that's literally on the water, like Torrey Pines, but who can afford to play there?
How windy was it for a beach course?
No wind.
No wind? In San Diego?
Because you're in the bay, so you're protected.
Did you hit a seal?
I did not hit a seal. I didn't even hit one in the ocean.
Did you see a seal?
No. Just some fighter jets.
Here's my other problem right now is I am lethal with a wedge in my hand. Anywhere from like, it doesn't matter, 50 to 130 yards, I'm fantastic. Now, I will say this. Lob wedge, even I smoked a lob wedge 90 yards to a fucking dime the other day. But lob wedge to like eight, I'm money and I'm so comfortable with. Seven through four, I have no idea what the fuck the ball's gonna do. I have no idea if I'm gonna hit it well. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I'm actually hitting my five again, kind of nice. My five iron, which has been cool. But other than that, my hybrids are pretty sloppy.
I'm gonna burn my hybrid. I'm going to burn it. I'm going to pee on it, and I'm going to burn it again, and I'm going to pee on it again. I have lost all faith. I have lost all faith in it, and it has lost all faith in me. And when that happens between you and a club, it just...
But then it just takes one cure.
Yeah, but but here's the problem with the one pure, because I've been living that with this hybrid. I get the one pure on the one par five I have to hit one. Like, I can't lay up and just hit I actually have to put one down there. And then I think, okay, I figured it out. And then the next time I just chunk it and I'm like, well, I should have just fucking smoked a 6-iron. And then that just been, so yeah. It's my hybrid it's done. All right. Enough of that. Let's get into things. We got to talk about it. Mike Babcock, Tuesday on Spit and Chicklets. I think the entire world heard it. Probably I actually saw it the day before because they posted some Instagram clips the day before on the account before they actually dropped the full episode. And the caption was Mike Babcock up to his old tricks. And then the story came out on Spit and Chicklets, dropped by Biz, confirmed by Wit, and then doubled down by both of those guys. That Mike Babcock was calling Columbus players into his office, asking them to pull their phones out, pulling up their camera rolls, and then putting the camera rolls up onto the AirPlay TV screen and going through their photos to, quote, see what kind of people they are. And this was confirmed, and I wouldn't even say confirmed. This was brought up by a current player who obviously wanted it to be known that this was happening. And it was confirmed by other players. The NHLPA stepped in and did an internal investigation and found, I guess, enough evidence and for Mike Babcock to submit his resignation. This is crazy. This is just fucking, he didn't even fucking make it to training camp. Didn't even make it to fucking training camp.
I mean, he never should have been hired in the first place, but this just proves it.
I mean, we're past that. He fucking was, and yeah, he never should have, he's looking at, like, what does a guy do when he goes in there and has a picture of his girlfriend naked on his phone?
That's why he wanted to do it. He wanted to see what kind of freaks were on the team. But also, like, what...
It's just such a weird thing to do.
My thing is, like, what in his mind made him think that it was going to be something that's appropriate and that, like, wasn't going to get talked about by the players to somebody? It was going to get leaked somehow that it was just too weird. And I don't know, maybe he's done this shit before, but, It's one of those things where it's like, was he even thinking when he came up with this idea?
I think he was, because Chris Chelios said it best. I think I forget this all the time. Mike Babcock has a psychology degree. So Chris Chelios said that Mike Babcock, A, thinks he's better than everyone. He also thinks he's smarter than everyone. But Chris Chelios said in that he is actually very smart himself. So we saw that, like, Boone Jenner and Johnny Gaudreau and even Jarmo Kekalainen, the fucking general manager, all three of them were like, yeah, he asked to see my photos, but he asked it in a way where, like, it was, like, mutually, like, we're sharing photos of just our families, you know what I mean? Like, he wanted to see pictures, like, he only asked to see pictures of my family, and it was, like, in a positive way where he was, like, genuinely trying to get to know me. And then it was, like, all these fucking young kids were like, no, this motherfucker was, like, aggressively wanting me to fucking pull my photos up, putting that shit on the fucking TV and going through my entire fucking, not like from a week, not from, let me see like some photos from your summer, like fucking taking control of my phone and fucking going through my photos. So what he said was he was smart enough to do it in the positive way with the guys that are actually have power on the team and actually have power over him. And then with the guys that he thought he could fucking bully and thought has no power, which is like young rookies and young players. He's like, this is how I'm doing it with them, but it's under the guise of this with these other guys. So these other guys think, oh, Mike, this was my interaction with him, when really he's a fucking psychopath and he's fucking pulling this shit with these fucking young players, 'cause he thinks they don't have a voice And guess what? They fucking do, and you got fucking canned. It's crazy.
Now he's done.
Oh, he looks like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man, and that's like some crazy, like, weird supervillain type shit.
He does kind of look like Willem Dafoe in
Spider-Man. He looks just like him. And he's got those crazy eyes like Dafoe in Spider-Man when he's the Green Goblin.
Yeah, and I also found it super weird and almost frustrating, the statement made by the Blue Jackets thanking him for his contributions and work to the team. Fuck that.
Oh, I didn't see that. I just saw the press conference where he said, clearly we made a mistake.
No, John Davidson said, we made a mistake, but we want to thank Mike for his hard work and dedication to the team throughout the time he was here. He was actively trying to fucking ruin young guys' careers. Yeah. Under your watch, and you're fucking thanking him on your way out the door. If I were the owners, I would probably fire Yarmo and John Davidson as well, because it's just not.
Yeah, someone has to be held accountable for that.
And someone has to be held accountable for not only the hire, but for what happened under the hire. And the guy didn't even make it to training camp. Like, and he's already like literally, it's crazy. It's fucking nuts. But Mike Babcock is out. He will never coach in the NHL again, which is probably good, because he should never be around young up and coming athletes who at the end of the day are fucking kids. They're kids. Just like when we scream and yell at the TV at fucking Saturday at our college football team and during March Madness, most of these NFL, NBA, NHL players are between 18 and 24 years old. They're fucking kids. And you can't tell me that a 24-year-old kid, that's exactly it. The kid just automatically comes out of my mouth when I say the year 24. So that's just the bottom line. So he's out, he's done. We can move on from that. Some better news, some good news. There were some guys who got some very good news over the week, during the week, over the weekend, that they were named NHL captains, and picked up some vacancies. That was St. Louis, named Braden Schenn, their captain of their team. Boston actually named Brad Marchand, which actually came somewhat of a surprise to me. I thought it may go to McAvoy, who ended up getting an assistant captain, but Brad Marchand is the captain
of over Brad.
Curious
personally.
Longevity in the sea itself. Because
I think he'll get it eventually, but he's too young to get it now in that organization.
I disagree. Here's my other thing. I personally, right, my playing style may be a little bit more aggressive than Marchand, but I would say it's very similar in the fact of how you hate to play against us, but you really probably enjoy it when we're on your team.
The same number of people.
I am not a captain. I don't want that responsibility. I'm not like that, but I'm also not a professional hockey player, but I look at it as in we have very similar personalities. And I think some of the stuff like the licking and the stepping on the sticks and things like that. Right. I think that's part of who Marchand is, and I think that's what makes him great. Attention. But I don't think, obviously, he can't do those things anymore being the captain of the team, but I also think that takes away from him being truly who he is as a hockey player at heart. So that's kind of what makes me think McAvoy. And I still agree with the longevity thing. I think, you know, you want a captain that's going to be your captain for 10 years, 8 years, 7 years. Marchand is very similar as far as he probably has 3 or 4 years left in the league. If that really, so that's fuck you guys. You're wrong. I'm right.
Well, clearly you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong. What do you guys think about the Braden Schenn? Do you guys think,
me?
Was that the right pick?
They didn't really have many better options. So
yeah, I don't really know who.
I don't see it as a bad thing, but
yeah.
As far Corey as like Krug?
Corey Krug's not a better option than Braden Schenn.
Is he there long term? Isn't he a free agent here pretty soon?
I don't have his contract written down. That may have been a good note to written down before I tried to make that argument. That's just a name that comes to mind. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess who else would you give it? And it's Shen's been there a while.
Lack of options.
Yeah, and I guess you do kind of remember Shen for having a very good fight with Landeskog and then getting his ass beat by Landeskog, but both in the playoffs and both good tilts. So he's a guy to stick up for his teammates. I just wanted to get your guys' take on that one. So the teams left over that don't have a captain, Anaheim.
No, you actually forgot one.
What do you mean?
Didn't Vancouver name their captain too? Didn't they?
That was a while ago. No, that's not recent.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Hughes.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't.
He's the first American captain of the franchise.
Did we talk about that last pod? Did we talk about that last pod?
No, that's why we're talking about it now.
All right. Well, fuck me. Okay. All right. Well, listen.
Let the owl say his piece.
Yeah. Spencer can say his piece. This has been a week, boys. This week has fucked me, bent me over, no spit, no lube, sandpaper finish, right up my bunghole. So didn't fuck me for forgetting Quinn Hughes. Spencer, take it away on Quinn Hughes. What happened with Quinn Hughes?
Well, he got named the first American captain of the Canadian franchise. No, I mean, I actually think it's pretty cool, and I think it's the right call for them. I think that's a different franchise where they can name a super young captain, and I think that it is his team at this point. So that made sense to me.
I'm not going to sit here and say I had it written down because I fucking didn't. I clearly slipped up on that one. It does make sense to me too. That goes back to my argument. That's a longevity captain's pick.
Different franchise.
Yeah, fuck
different
you.
Franchise.
Yeah, they haven't had an identity since they lost in the finals. They've
you don't have an hurt. Identity with those goddamn sunglasses on. No, he's leave incognito. Them on. Don't leave them on. He's like Medusa. I felt like I was turning to stone. Jesus. All right. But the teams that don't have the teams remaining that don't have a captain, and we'll run down a list here of some guys that could be potential captains. Get your guys' opinion. Anaheim, Arizona, Calgary, Chicago, Philly, and the Seattle Kraken. So let me get your take on these potential Anaheim captains. Some names I have written down that I just think would be the clear choices. Obviously, Fowler, Adam Henrique, Ryan Strome, Troy Terry, and this is the opposite of a longevity pick, but they do have Alex Killorn. So out of those names, who do you guys think is the most suitable for that captaincy if they were going to fill it?
Probably Fowler.
Fowler? Yeah, I'd say. Yeah.
If they want to go to a young guy, I like Troy Terry. I think it. I
that's
think
what
he,
I was thinking.
He just signed that's a big I, ticket there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's
so
what
I like those two. I could see I would be fine with either of those two. I think Fowler is probably the veteran choice who's going to run the room for at least another couple of years. But I think Troy Terry is going to take it over next.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Henrique's not a bad option either.
It's weird. Yeah, that's a weird one. You don't hear
he's
much
kind
about
of a punk.
It. You don't like him?
I don't like him.
All right,
I don't like his face.
I think he's
a very
so many
punchable
games.
Face.
He's been in so many games and has so right. much experience. I think he'd be solid.
Spencer Brown is Adam Henrique, rough and rowdy. We will get that set up. Spencer Brown is just Spencer does not like
him.
Adam Henrique. Yeah, you heard it here first on the Flowscape.
Down I'd say in Portland.
Now, Arizona, do you just give it to Keller?
Yeah.
I mean, the only other option is Jason Zucker, but he's not there long term.
Yeah,
I give it to whoever will build them a rink.
Just give it.
I'll give it to the CEO of whatever company steps in to build them a goddamn arena.
He can wear this. He can wear.
He can wear the
suit
and just like call things in via microphone to people. Put a little earpiece on. Have him go straight to the refs. Just get the team a damn arena or move them.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, I think you give it to him.
Yeah. All right, Calgary, Backlund, Huberto, Lindholm, and Noah Hanifin. But Noah Hanifin could get dealt, so I think you count him out. So it's Backlund, Huberto, or Lindholm.
That's a tough one.
It is. Is
back. I would probably go Backlund or Lindholm just because they've been there. And Huberto has had a bad couple of years, but I think that's also due to Suter more than him.
My problem is I don't know enough about any of these players. Like, I know their stats and how good they are as, like, hockey players, but I don't know what they're like as, like, people. It's not a team I follow generally. Like,
yeah.
Huberto, maybe I've heard a little more about him because he was a higher draft pick, but, like, I really don't know how they are as, like, human beings and, like, how they would command a presence.
Yeah, that's...
that in the locker room.
Based off things I've heard off podcasts and just on different things, Backlund is that kind of guy. But Huberto was a leader in Florida, so we can't forget that he did have a pretty big leadership role in that organization for quite a while. So that's the other thing we need to consider with that. But yeah, I think what that comes down to is either of those two would be a good candidate. Now Chicago. Just give it to Bedard.
Honestly, what do they have to lose? That franchise is broken. To be honest with
you, I was going to say that. To be honest with you, as fucking nuts as that is, and why would you ever do that? What the fuck do you have to lose?
So, wait. Are they going to leave it open?
He's going to score 40 fucking goals.
Are they going to give it to someone else? Because Tate isn't retired.
Here's the only other people they could give it to. Taylor Hall, which that's not long term.
No.
Seth Jones, which he's no. I don't I know Seth a little bit. I know
you're saying it because you played with him. We know.
I just and obviously I haven't spoken with him in quite a while. But I know guys that do.
He's good. I just yeah.
Yeah, I think
he still has a long contract there too, doesn't he?
Yes, I think
so maybe he's the best other option.
I think he is. I think other than leaving it open, if you are going to give it to somebody, you give it to Seth Jones. I just don't. Seth wants it. You know what I mean? Like that's up to him. The other options are Nick Foligno, Connor Murphy, and Jared Tenorti.
I think they
leave it open. And I think the only clear choice if they decide to give it is Seth. That's that. But again, fuck it. What do you have to lose? Give it to the kid. Who cares? No, I'm just kidding. That would be really fucking crazy if they did that.
That would be nuts.
Yeah, that would be nuts.
Things that happened in Chicago.
So Philly, we just give it to Torts. Just give Torts the captaincy. Let him run with it. And then you got Atkinson, Couturier, Scott Laughton, and Owen Tippett. The longevity pick is Owen Tippett. I think the clear pick is Atkinson or Couturier.
I think it's Atkinson.
But here's the problem.
If he can stay healthy, if either of those guys can stay healthy.
Yeah, you can't. I think that's the problem with both those two. Like you just said, you can't have a captain who's not healthy.
Yeah.
So your captain has to play 75 games, at least.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about Jamie Benn. I'm just going to bring it up because it just came out of the top of my mind. That's a guy... He's never really hurt. He plays 82 fucking games all the time. But so did Bergeron. So does Giordano. So do a lot of the other captains around the league. That's the thing. That's what you need. Seattle, it's Beniers or Eberle, which I mean, I think Beniers. I really do. I think he's got
Chipotle commercials. Just give him the C.
He's got a lot. The kid's got it going on. He's got a lot of commercials. He's making a lot of endorsing money. His face is everywhere. Yeah, I don't see why he wouldn't.
He seems to be good at like enjoying the spotlight and not like. I feel like he handles criticism well.
That's why I think they might not go with him. Because I think Eberle can kind of handle – because I do think it goes to Ebs probably for a few years just because he's going to be able to handle the media attention. And Beniers will be the captain of that franchise. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind about that. But I think some of these young captains just – they get too much pressure too quick. Like, let these guys play. Just let them get their feet established in the league and not have that pressure of having to own the locker room because – Seattle does have pressure now. They did make a run into the playoffs where they're not going to be able to skate by and not make the playoffs this year. So I think putting that pressure on such a young guy who's, what, 20, 21 maybe, I'm not sure on that, I think that could hamper his, you know, his progression, when especially we're looking, you know, to get Shane Wright in that lineup now this year, even though he's probably going to the AHL. But that franchise is in the right direction, so I don't think you want to put pressure on those young guys that are the franchise players quite yet.
Yeah, I'm going to be completely honest. I don't quite understand that whole Shane Wright thing. Like, why? Like, why did he have to get a special exemption to play in the AHL? Because
he's too young.
Is he too young?
He's too young.
I thought it was because he played overnight.
He'd have to go back to he'd have to go back to juniors.
And that would just be that's dumb.
It's dumb. It's bad for his development. So that's why he got an approval last year to play in the AHL as well. So I think he had to do it again.
Okay, that would make sense. Yeah. Here's the thing. A lot of people, even first round hockey picks, are very similar to first round. I don't want to say baseball because that's even more extreme.
No, hockey, I can go with that.
Yeah. You don't see even a top five pick. You may not see for a few years. That's just the way that's just the development. You don't get a Makar. You don't get a Haskinen. You don't get an Austin Matthews. You don't get a Connor McDavid. You don't get a Nathan MacKinnon, who's just these 17-year-old kids that can come into the NHL and play at a high level and make a difference right away all the time. It just doesn't happen. And I'm just using the Stars as an example because I just know the organization well because of how closely I follow them living in the DFW area. Look at Rupe Hintz and Jason Robertson. They're high, late first round, second round picks. And they spent a lot, like people just think, oh yeah, they got drafted. No, they were drafted in like 2018, 2019. They've spent a few years in not just one season, multiple seasons in the AHL. But you see what that does for the development of them, because at the end of the day, guess how old they are? They're still fucking 22 years old. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's nuts. It goes back to them being kids. People are like, oh, Shane Wright bust. No, he's so young. Let him fucking – he should have been in the AHL all year last year. He should have never had the expectations that he had. It's same.
And he had a good year. He had a very good year in the AHL, actually.
You know who should have done the same thing and they should have got an exemption for, but I don't know how it would have worked based on age, but who's probably fucked now because of it is Lafreniere.
Yeah,
he should have spent a lot more time in the AHL.
He's going to be a career third liner now because he wasn't given the time to develop.
And he was touted, literally, he was touted 2-3 years ago as the next McDavid.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Now there's a new guy every year who's touted as the next McDavid and the next
Batman. I was going to say, we live in the GOAT generation where every time someone does something good, everyone's like, they're the next GOAT. They win one championship and everyone's like, they're the next Tom Brady. And it's like, everyone needs to slow down.
Yeah.
You don't know until a career's over because people could get the yips. They could get hurt. They could get traded to a team where they just don't fit in and just suck. Like,
they could be pedos.
Yeah. Like, people just put way too many eggs in baskets early.
Spencer liked that one. All right, so I just found this interesting. So the Erik Karlsson trade to Pittsburgh is still having ripple effects. Now it lives on. Now Montreal has traded goalie Casey DeSmith to Vancouver for Tanner Pearson and a 2025 third-round pick. I would assume this would be the end of the Erik Karlsson trade to Pittsburgh ripple-down effects because I don't know where, unless Tanner Pearson gets fucking moved, which is actually a very good possibility, so never mind, it could keep going. Which in return probably means that the player he gets traded for is also a player that's probably going to get moved again. I would actually be very interested to see after next season, so two full NHL seasons, the trade tree from the Erik Karlsson on all the ripple down effects that it has on, you know, those trade trees.
Those draft picks will probably be moved a little bit and you don't know who they're going to get picked, like who the draft picks are going to be and so on and so forth. It's franchise altering for everybody, but you don't know what way it's going to alter it.
Yeah. Mason, what whiskey did you put in your old fashioned?
I'm going to get chirped for this, but it's Maker's Mark. So it's still good, but it's technically...
Maker's Mark's good. Who chirps you for Maker's Mark?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, Maker's Mark's good.
I love it.
Little waxy bottle.
Have either of you ever had TX whiskey?
No.
I have not.
Have you had Balcones?
Oh, don't think so either.
More of a vodka guy.
I don't really drink more of a vodka guy,
but... since we're just on the topic of alcohol, let's get sidetracked here. I cannot drink anything on the golf course anymore, but have you guys had long drinks?
Had what?
No.
Okay. Next time you're at the, like, go to a Total Wine or like they may have them like at smaller ones. But like next time you're at like a liquor store, find long drinks. So,
long, like L-O-N-G?
L-O-N-G drinks. So it's a Finnish drink. They come in like cans, like six pack. And it's like gin, juniper, something and something. It's the best golf course drink ever. Other than a transfusion, it's the best golf course drink. Ice cold long drink. It's apparently they drink them in Finland just 24/7. Like it's a thing. I've never known, but they just package them now. So yeah, check. They're fucking dangerous. So check those out next time. They make a sugar-free one. I don't really know how much sugar is in the real long drink. But they're not like sweet. It's not like a seltzer. It's like you know, like the Owens transfusion mixes.
Yeah.
It's pretty much that. It just already has the gin in it. You don't have to add the vodka or the gin or whatever. Yeah. They're great. So try them out. We'll move on. Connor Bedard and Adam Fantilli are going to be absolutely nasty. Bedard's hat trick.
Dude, his release is unbelievable.
It's better than Austin Matthews, and Austin Matthews' release is
confusing.
So the way he, like, I'm just going to like do it for you guys on the way he, like when he releases, his hands are like,
it's against him.
They're like against him, and the blade of his stick is like in front of his, like, it's like pressed against his like front skate.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Fucking crazy.
Guys are something else. And then like Fantilli's dangles through they're making those rookie games look absolutely just silly. It looks like a men's league game.
So I think Leo Carlson is somewhat getting forgotten about. Apparently he still looks really good too. They apparently don't know with him though whether they are going. I think it's pretty set that he's going to get his nine games, but I think he will go to the. I think it's pretty set that he probably will end up in the AHL after that, which again is not a big deal. People do not freak out because your second round pick is going to the AHL for a couple.
Seasons. He needs the reps. He needs the play.
Yes, he needs. Second round picks do not need to play 8-10 minutes of ice time a night. They need to play 20 minutes of ice time a night, but they don't need to play 20 minutes of ice time a night. Just getting the shit pumped out of them. So I would assume Fantilli cracks that roster and it makes a pretty big impact.
Especially without Babcock there. I absolutely think he does.
Yeah.
I think Babcock might've sent him to the NHL just because he's an asshole, but
you have to think that Fantilli was one of the ones that had his fucking phone gone through. And you have to think that once management and the NHLPA found out that the fucking third overall pick from last year was getting his phone photos going through by a 60-year-old psychopath, they were probably
Laine and like Johnny Gaudreau. I bet all those guys wanted
I think Johnny Gaudreau is under the guise of he just wants to see. I think Patrick Laine was in there too. That's Patrick Laine is a guy where he gets unhappy very, very quickly.
Oh yeah, but that's not a guy he wanted to play for.
But when he's happy, he pumps in 50 goals. So that's probably a big reason for that. And Bedard's gonna score 40. I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, it's 40. Maybe he's at least getting 30. He's gonna be a 30 goal scorer right out of the gate, just based on he's gonna rip pucks on the fucking power play. He's gonna get shorthanded opportunities. He's going to get these odd man rush opportunities where he just nips goalie short side high. He'll be a 30 goal scorer right out of the gate.
He actually has a personality too, which I saw in some interviews.
It's really cool. From this. Yeah.
He actually like he he's not just this robot. So hopefully the league kind of amplifies him up a little bit and gives him a platform, because those young guys kind of need it. The NHL needs it.
Him and Crosby and Colby Armstrong on the couch when they were like in full gear is pretty fucking funny. He's got a personality. And I love Roller, and he loves Roller. I love guys that love Roller. So that's the NHL. That's what's going on in the NHL. We do need to talk, because we are a hockey podcast, not just an NHL podcast. There are some other leagues that are getting going right now. One of them is the NAHL. So they had their big annual showcase last weekend. I watched quite a bit of it online. I've got a subscription to the NAHL TV. A lot, I'm just going to say it, some fucking filthy uniforms in the NAHL this year and the North American League. Nasty uniforms. Corpus Christi. They basically have the same logo and same layout. They just changed their colors, and they went from like a maroon red and like navy blue, which is like obviously super common colors, to now they have like this like dark forest green with like this metallic blue and like this like, so it's fucking, it's nasty. The team I work for, the Brahmas, they've always got filthy uniforms, because purple is just, you can't go wrong with purple. Like the Shreveport Mudbugs, they're big rivals.
Purple does look good in sports.
Yeah, Shreveport has like these alternates where they're all turquoise with purple trim. They're filthy.
New Hampshire Mountain Kings have some sick ones too.
Yeah, New Hampshire, they're a brand new franchise to the NA this year. New Hampshire Mountain Kings, they have their logo with the moose is pretty nasty. The Maine Nordiques, they look nasty. I'm just gonna say it. I love hockey uniforms. With, or really any uniform, even like football, baby blue and like a royal red go so good together. Red helmets with like baby blue, like powder blue uniform with like a red trim. I think that looks fucking fantastic. So that's what Maine rocks. There are some other good ones too. Colorado Grit, you got a decent team. You need some work on your uniforms, but it's your first year in the league as well. So yeah, just shout out them. And then NA3, which there are still some very, very good hockey players working on scholarships in NA3. They open up this weekend. Opening night for a lot of teams is tomorrow night. So shout out to those leagues. Shout out to those guys. I'm going to shout out the USPHL, cause I have a really funny story that I got to tell you guys. I will not, I got a buddy, who works in that league. I won't say what his capacity is, or what he does. I won't say the city and I won't say the team. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. So the team he works for, supposed to have a lot of renovations done to their rink. Obviously this is junior hockey we're talking about. So I'll just say this real quick. He had to, in order to knock down a wall in his locker room, he had to go down to the courthouse and file paperwork to like basically be a construction worker. So this is the kind of shit we're dealing with.
For the Arizona Coyotes.
So they were supposed to have a lot of renovations done to their rink. By season opened, they are obviously not getting those renovations done by then. So him and the team have to stay and live in a different city and play in a different city until their rink renovations are done. And he is currently staying in a very big Airbnb with all 25 kids on the team.
Oh my God. Can you imagine the smell in that place?
So basically he is a babysitter to 25, 19-year-old junior hockey players.
That sounds so much fun, but so miserable at the same time.
He said the funnest part is just whooping their ass at Chell all day long.
Exactly, because that's all you would do. You would literally just play FIFA and Chell all day, but then you just hear him chirping, 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 chirping.
Yeah. And just the fact that there is that he's not a player, and like he like there's boundaries and stuff, but like they don't have a choice. Like it's fucking hilarious. And if you know anything about his personality, I'm sure it's just like a fucking episode of Seinfeld in that goddamn house. So that's that. Now, Spencer, you can't not, you need to do the same thing. You have a story, leave out names, but you can't not tell this. you have to. So censor as much as you need to, but you got to let us know.
Okay. So a school of that, you know, plays in the ACHA that we may or may not have attended, they've had some games canceled. So, and they were all against one other school that we played a few times, didn't like, very, very close rival. So I wondered why are these games being canceled? So I messaged a friend of mine that goes to this particular school, and he let me know that the other school has been kicked off campus due to getting caught drinking on the road, and then the existence of a rookie party came out. So that school no longer has an ACHA D2 team, and their season has been canceled.
Here's my thing. It's a different day and age. You can't do the same things that we did when we went to school, because we couldn't even do them when we went to school. So it's confusing, because you want there to be fun. It is college hockey. It is club college hockey.
Yeah.
These kids are not on scholarship, yet you do want, so for me, right, for us three, we played for, I would say at that time, maybe not anymore, but at that time, one of the top club teams in the nation. We never missed a national tournament. We were always, we never went to a regional tournament, for God's sakes. We always had a bye. We always number one or two in our conference. You take pride in that. And it does irk me a little bit when I hear people who didn't play club hockey talk about it as if it's like beer league. You know what I mean? Because it's really not. Like, it's that, like, for instance, our first year at Nationals, that kid on Florida Gulf Coast, like, the biggest thing that weekend was, holy shit, a kid from Florida Gulf Coast signed a two-way AHL contract. It's like, you know what I mean? A lot of people forget how many kids just don't want to put up with the bullshit of the NCAA, don't want to put up with the bullshit of a lot of structure, and maybe they know that they don't want to play pro hockey for a living, but they still want to play hockey at a school. You want a good reputation. So as much as it isn't scholarship hockey, and as much as it isn't, now there are some club teams that pull stuff with scholarships, Lindenwood. But as much as it isn't,
everybody's a musician on their team.
And yeah, everybody's a musician at Lindenwood. But as much as it isn't scholarship hockey, and as much as it is club hockey, you still want a good reputation. You still want people to talk about as if it is good hockey, because at the end of the day, when you go to a national tournament, an ACHA D1 national tournament is really, really fun hockey and good hockey to watch. And there's a lot of good skilled kids that actually do go on to play some decent levels of pro hockey from those programs. Teams like Adrian, teams like Ohio, teams like Minot, you know, those programs specifically. Look at Arizona State, who had literally had such a good powerhouse of an ACHA program. They had a guy willing to fucking put up millions of dollars to move them into D1 because it was such a pull there. So you can't do shit like that anymore.
I definitely hate hearing that a program is being folded or in trouble.
Because those kids need
it. From a personal level, and I know the school that did it, so I'm pointing the finger and laughing. But in the big picture of things, it's kind of, it is a bummer.
Yeah, I think too is you have to be smarter as players now, man. You have to know that.
But stuff gets out.
Stuff
there's
gets
cameras,
out.
There's, you know, people just say stuff when they're, you know, people say stupid things.
Yeah, and I think any rookie party in today's day and age is just a bad idea. I think what you do is you do a rookie dinner.
Yeah.
Where you get all the boys together, you go to a dinner, you tell the rookies beforehand, dinner will be on you guys. You can split it up however you want. we're not, you don't go to a, you're college kids, right? So you go to like go to a Buffalo Wild Wings, you go to a Chili's, yeah. right?
And just have and ordered pizza or something.
And here's what you also do. If you're an of age player, you don't make them buy alcohol, right? So if you got a bunch of guys that are 21 on the team and they want to drink during this rookie dinner, that's fine. You guys buy your alcohol. Don't put that on the rookies, right? But you tell the rookies beforehand, all the food is you guys pay for, like, the, you know, team, yeah. team rookie bonding, figure out how you guys are going to pay for it. Whether you have to text mommy and daddy and say, I need an extra $40 or whatever it is, we're going to eat on your guys' dime tonight. But don't worry, if we drink, it'll be on us. Also, we're going to be in public. So unfortunately for you guys, you can't drink, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
And you just leave it at that. And you just let the fun unfold as the season goes on in a time and place manner, rather than forcing the fun on people one for one night. Now, granted, we've been a part of some very, very fun rookie parties. We've also been a part of some rookie parties that have gone awry.
Yeah, no, all very true. So, I mean, I'm sure the school will come back, but long story short, everyone be smart, put your phones away, and don't do stupid things to get your seasons canceled.
Yeah, so that's PSA for every club, just college hockey player, junior hockey player out there in general. Have fun, be smart. You are young, you are a hockey player, you do work hard. You do deserve to blow off steam from time to time, but you need to do it in a responsible way, and you need to fucking put your phones up. It is not mature to film people. It's not mature to take pictures of people. Because once you get to a certain age, you realize that fucks a lot of people over for a lot of different things. And you also realize that good people make dumb mistakes on every given day that they don't really deserve to have to relive through pictures and videos for the rest of their life, which could be a possibility. So just don't be idiots. That's all we're saying. I mean, that's that. That's your PSA. This podcast was brought to you by FNX Fit. If you need any form of supplements, go to fnxfit.com or fnx.com. Follow them on Instagram. They have a great social media account. They do a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool videos, and their products are really good. I've been taking their products I don't want to say every day, just because I do get very busy with life. But I have been, on a very weekly consistent basis taking their products, whether it's the protein, the vitamins, the pre-workout, the greens. I tried the pre-workout. So I will just go ahead and say this. I did try the pre-workout. I haven't used pre-workout in years. Last time I tried a pre-workout, it just fucked me up. Like, it made me feel like I was on drugs, that I was felt like I was walking on clouds. It was crazy. My heart was beating super fast. Probably due to all the caffeine that was in there. This doesn't have, it has caffeine, but it's like a green tea, natural caffeine, and it's not that much. I felt really good when I used it. I'm not a pre-workout guy, kind of every workout, just not for me. But that particular day I kind of needed a little boost, and I was actually doing a strength day. So I was actually lifting, which I'm still doing. And it was actually really good. So I went into it with no expectations, just because I'm not a very big on stimulant pre-workouts. And this one was fine. So if you're not big on stimulant pre-workouts, they do make a stimulant free one, but just know that if you do need a little extra kick and you want to try the stimulant one, it's not going to fuck you up. Because I'm super sensitive to stimulant pre-workouts and just stimulants in general, like caffeine. If I drink a coffee at night, it'll fucking have me up till 3 a.m. So you heard it here first. It does not do that. And their other shit is really, really good. The protein mixes really well with water. It doesn't have a big, heavy, bulky flavor. You can pretty much just chug it, and it's gone. So it's good stuff. Use code FLOWSKATE for 15% off. So code FLOWSKATE gets you 15% off any FNX product on their website. So next time you're in the market for some supplements, code FLOWSKATE. Boys, that's it. That's a pod. Fucking, we're buzzing. I love when all three of us on. It's fucking great. I love the flow. Fantastic. Mason, you have anything? You have any last words?
Just be ready for conspiracy theories when the season starts.
You've probably already got a few in your head.
I've been working on them.
We don't need to hear them today.
Yeah.
No. We've got to wait till the games start. Yeah,
I gotta go.
I've been watching.
Baby up.
Mason is always watching.
So Mason, you heard it. That's your next PSA. Mason is always watching. You heard it here first. That is the Flowscape podcast. Like, subscribe everywhere you see. Code Flowscape gets you 50% off FNX Fit. I did a ice bath earlier in my Polar Recovery tub. Make sure you go to Polar Recovery and get your ice bath as well. Referral Flowscape. I am getting a code for you. I will get that as well. That is the Flowscape podcast. We love you all, boys. TM high. Let them fly.
See you.